My name is Haiguhi Boyajian, and my middle name is Derkapriyelian. I am from Eskişehir. I born there 1908. And I was a little girl. It was Easter time when we go to church. And two gendarmes stay inside. They said that you have to ready in 8 days. You have to go someplace that we try to save your life. And you're going to take with you whatever you can have for 8 days. And this clothing, whatever you need. Don't take more than thing for 8 days. So we just go home, everybody crying. And I don't understand what was happened. I asked my mother. She says, don't ask anything. I don't know either. So about 3-4 days, we be ready, and we go to the train. They try to take us, I don't know where. So we go someplace, and my father, they said that we get down. My father said, no, we have to go, because we're going to go home about in 8 to 10 days. He don't know, poor thing, said, where do they take us? So we went someplace, and they just put a tent. We was under the tent. But it was very cold, nighttime, and the daytime is very hot. No food, not much food, not much drink. Mostly drink is make miserable to us. We always ask water. So we just, next day we walk about the place, I don't know how many days. My father rent a carriage because we were all small. We just stay in the carriage. And the next day, we just come someplace. Everybody asking water. I saw three men. There was donkeys and horses. They was urine. They take their shoes and put under the horse, on the donkey, and they drink the urine because no water. So we just go some other place, and I saw one woman. She was pregnant. I don't know by that time. I didn't understand that pregnant what was. It was a big belly like that. Now everybody knows. So he had the pain. She had the pain, poor things. Women tried to help her, but Yandarma, he didn't let them. He said, leave him alone. He's going to die. Leave him alone. So woman said, please help me, help me. And nobody can go near to him because they don't let them. And gendarme said, why you try to save her life? You're going to be same thing, he said. And he just take this sword and put his belly. And all the blood come out and everything. And I saw that in my eyes. And my mother tried to close my eyes. He said, don't look there, honey. I said, mother, what happened? I think that woman died. She said, no, no. She's going to heaven. So we just go some other place again. We just cry always for the water because we can't wait without the bread, but we can't stay without the water. It was very hard. When we were someplace, I don't know the name, but was there, we saw one brook. There was lots of dead body inside the brook. And I just ran and lay down in the mud and tried to drink the water. My mother said that don't drink that water, that's all blood. I say, I don't mind, mother, whatever is it, I'm going to have something in my mouth. And I drink that blood that was my sister's and brother's blood, I'm sure that, because it was all dead in the water. After that, we saw one young man. They cut his hand. He can talk. And cut one arm. And he had just one arm. He tried to show us that he wants pencil, pen or pencil, and the paper. They didn't have paper for things. They give cigarette paper. Used to be there was cigarette that they used to hold. And he write that, don't go there, go Raqqa. They're going to kill you when you go there. Well, everybody heard that. So my father rent carriage. My father was a very rich man. And he just put all the, in the belt, all our belly. So I know that place that it's Abu Harer they call. We went there and they're all tired, hungry, thirsty. My father rent a room. So we go inside. We always cry for the water. Nobody give water to us. Even if there is some water, they put poison inside that water. So when the people drink that water, they die. So that night we pass, and next day, they said that you have to open the door and leave all the Armenians out. We have to kill them. The man that owners, he was Armenian. His name was Hagopa, they called. I remember his name always. So he said that, I can't do that. If you can't open the door, we're going to kill you and we burn your place. Next day, he opened the door. You don't have choice. And my father ran out. They saw that all the carriages leave. So our carriage man, he was Tatar. My father said, I give you each one gold lira. Take my family. He said, no, I can't do that because they're going to kill me. Well, he saw that gold lira, it's pretty good money, lots of them. So he said, okay, but hurry. And my father started to throw us in the carriage. When we was on the way, we saw a man. He had a sword in his hand. He tried to come up behind to us and kill to us. And he saw a woman. He was running. She was running. And she go after her. And she put the sword to that woman. And she fell down. I said that again. I just cry and cry. I said, Father, I'm going to die here because there is few people on my head. He said, darling, die in this carriage. Don't die outside to the enemy's hands. So maybe that woman saved our life because he leave us and go to after that woman. And he started to pull his dress and all the money, all the gold come out. He started to pick up that and he forgot to us. And we go to some place. My grandmother was very sick, and he died. She died for things. My father said that, leave this woman, we bury this woman. And gendarme said, where are you going to bury that? You're going to be same thing. You're going to die. You all die. The Armenian peoples have to die. My father begged, please, I give you money. Leave it to me. I bury my mother. They didn't let him. And we just cry and cry. They said, I'm going to whip you if you cry. So we just prayed. And we leave my grandmother outside, and we walk again. So we went someplace again, and my little sister was sick. And she died. They do same thing. They didn't let him, that bury. We just leave him, her to understand and walk again. And short time, they said that this is Raqqa. But there was one boat. He started to go on the other side. My father said, please, I give you money. I give you one gold lira to everyone. Take my family. We and my auntie's husband was priest. We take his family too. And we went to the Raqqa. But we was all sick. We can't open our eyes. Every room has one or two people that are dying. And to put their shoulders and throw whatever is the nearest place. So everybody died, me and my sister survived. And the priest saved us. My father said, please save my children if they live. Take to their grandmother. My grandmother and my uncle was in Eskişehir because my uncle was in railroad. He works there. So we are safe and we feel better, but still we don't have something to eat. Our people was very good to us. I can't forget that to tell. They always tried to save our life. They never let us somebody touch to us. It was a very good place that we've been there. So one time there wasn't everything is dry, no water, no grain, no bread, no anything. We eat some kind of green. It was round like that. They call it a bed kemeci. I don't know what was. So every morning, every noon, every evening, we just go to the cemetery. It was old cemetery where it was. We pick up that, eat. Even we didn't have the salt. So 6 months, we didn't have any piece of bread. And everyone's belly was like that. You think that it's they are pregnant. Everybody gets sick again. So after a while, after 6 months, my uncle sent us money. The postmaster, Nuri Efendi, he was a very nice man. He was friend with, we call father, that priest, our father. He give a French lesson to him. He was very smart man. And always he was friend with this Nuri Bey. And he said, next day if you wait, you have to open that package, and they like to see what's inside. So he says, please give me this package this tonight. I take to the children and they'd be happy because there is some food, I think, inside. And he brings home, we had a homemade candle, just a little bit like that. We just put on the floor and we just put all around. And started open, there was dry fig. We started look in the dry fig, and we find gold lira. He put 6 gold lira in that fig, and 1 letter. So priest read that letter. He said that next time I'm going to send you shoes, and you're going to find under the shoes, under the sole, lira again, and try to take everything is very quick from the post office. And he do same thing, and we find the lira again. And that helps us very much. And we have a little bread and little things to us. So we stay there almost 4 years. But everything was terrible, surely. We didn't have any toys. I never know what was the toys. Now, children has million kinds of toys. And I don't mind. I mind only my person that all died. We went there, wherever they throw the bodies. There was all skeletons, arms, beautiful hairs, women's hairs. We just stick up and play with that. That was our toys. And I never afraid to anything. So I am very brave girl. And until now, I am very brave. Because I saw a lot of things. I saw a lot of men's, women's die in my little girl's eyes. So they always ask us, where you are? We never say anything. He said, yes, we play outside. But the boys try to whip us. Or I don't know what they try to do. But we had a dog. Our landlord's dog, name was Dogan. He was so nice. I never changed him with the hundreds of people, that dog. He always go wherever we go. He save us. So we stayed there a long time after 1918. We tried to go to back. And they rent camel. But camel doesn't stop. He always sit. Whatever they try to do, but he stopped up. And he just take us on top. He didn't. So men said that, you know what? This animal know that something gonna happen to you, so you better don't go. And we didn't go. But another family, they go, and we heard that on the way, they all killed. Oh, past 6 months more, and we rent a carriage and fill up inside. And come to the Aleppo. And we stayed there 6 months. And we saw that they killed the Armenians again. There was one small group near to our house. It was all blood. 3 days it's run blood. 6 months after we went to the Gilgia and stayed there. And there was one yard or Armenian's house, vacation house. We stayed there. And the night, there wasn't any people there. So they came, gendarmes, lots of them. They came to kill us. So police said that, listen to me, maybe you are asking money, but we don't have anything. Even that night, I remember very well, we didn't have anything to eat. We just go outside and pull the trees, leaf, and eat that. Whatever is it, we don't care. Poison or what? We have to have something in our tummy. So they think that we don't have anything to give to them. So they said that, no, we don't want to kill you. We just came here because we heard that somebody steals something, so we find that man. That's just blah, 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 just talking to us. And next day, they come to the Gamavos, Armenian. They said, please, Derhal, you can't stay here because something going to happen to your family. You have to come to village. But nobody give room to us because we are too many and it's all little ones. So the friends, they said that, come on over and stay with us. We just lay down on the floor, sleep on the floor. And the same thing we do on the Raqqa. We didn't have anything. And I think we stayed three, four months there. And after we came as Eskişehir. So our house was just mess. We tried to fix it, do this or that, and stay inside. And there was one Turk doctor. He was so nice. He loves Armenian people. He knows that Armenians saw a lot of things. He came to say, my uncle, Agop, you have to take this, all the Armenians to Istanbul. Here is not a safe place. Don't say to anybody, between you and me, it's going to be happen again. So my uncle tried, talk everyone. They said that you better go to Istanbul, it's a better place. And they listened, because he was a very smart man, my uncle. And he was drugs too. So we go to Istanbul. It was 1919, June 19. It was vacation time. So this is the story till Istanbul. Surely we have more things, but I don't want to talk too much to you because I'm sure you listen to many sad stories. So this is enough for you and for me, because it's very hard to talk to me that I saw a lot of things and I felt right by heart and talk to you my story. So thanks very much for listening to me.